Signing up for healthcare is no easy task, but for many citizens from COFA nations, the transition has been especially difficult. Rachel Wong is the director of the State Department of Human Services, the agency responsible for healthcare outreach.
Hawaii has a unique situation here. We have our neighbors who have come from the COFA nations, and many people have come over just recently. And that means their English is not as good.
Access to language has been one of the biggest barriers, according to Wong. COFA migrants who are from the Federated States of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau speak a diverse set of languages. Enrollment usually requires an interpreter and additional documentation. The whole application process can sometimes take up to 3 hours per person. The additional time granted by the federal government allows Wong and her staff to continue community outreach.
We're really working closely with people from the community, and that hasn't happened before. So it's really sitting down with leaders from the Compact Nations and saying, what's the best way to get the message out? And how can we communicate things and be most efficient so that people actually can watch or listen ahead of time and know what to expect?
Wong says one idea would involve recording videos in different COFA languages, explaining everything from what the extension means to how they can enroll. The idea was among several suggested by community leaders like Josie Howard. Originally from Chuuk, she's now the program director for the nonprofit We Are Oceania.
It's important to know where to go. It's important to know whom to call. And it's important to know to enroll. You go here, here, and there.
Howard says the extra time is necessary to reach more people and avoid coverage gaps next year.
It allows us to reach more people. It allows us to help more people that we were not able to help due to the deadline.
According to DHS, the state has signed up 1,200 Hawaii residents from COFA nations. They estimate between 5,000 to 6,000 still need to re-enroll through the federal website healthcare.gov. Molly Solomon for HPR News.